Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Obviously, the big news around Liverpool at the moment is, of course, dominated by Jurgen Klopp. As another man who's obviously very well connected to Dortmund and obviously connected to Liverpool, I mean, how surprising is this news that Jürgen's decided to sort of call it quits at Liverpool now, do you think?
I mean, I think it was surprising for everybody. Nobody expected Jürgen to leave now because he announced his contract till 26, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, you have to respect it. I mean, it's quite a shock for the club and for the fans, but at the end of the day, it's from him, and he made the decision for himself, and he thinks it's the right time in the right moment, to do this kind of resignment. He feels like he said it a couple of times now, that he's running out of energy. I think he rebuilt the team from last year. Last year was really bad. So, and this season, they are in four cups in, so they can win everything. And I think for him, it would be a fantastic time at the end of the season to leave with at least 1, 2, 3 or even 4 trophies.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, from his time at Dortmund, Liverpool fans are going through that same sort of feeling that Dortmund fans went through. We saw his leaving, you know, at the Westfalen Stadion, you know, the big yellow wall and all the banners and people crying and all that kind of stuff. He just has that impact on people. Have you ever known a manager to have that kind of level of...
I think he's one of really rare people in the world, or even in this business, where you have an impact like he had, you named it before, in Dortmund. When he announced in Dortmund that he will leave, it was the same shock for everybody. But even there, it was a little bit similar. The year before, start of the season was terrible. They're nearly battling for the going down in the second league. So, but at the end, he said, "Okay, I think it's time. It's the right moment to go on." And so, he had the same impression now. So, even if you look on the team now, if what he's leaving for the next coach is fantastic. I mean, he has really a team built up in the last 2 years now. They really can battle for a long time now. Brilliant player from the academy, sorted in. So I think it is a good moment for him. It's sad for everybody, but life is like this, it has to go on, and definitely Liverpool will find a right replacement. It's not easy. We saw this in Dortmund. So now, after Jürgen's leaving, we had already 7 or 8 new managers. So it's not even easy to replace him. But you will find the right decision there.
Just on a potential, obviously, Xabi Alonso is another guy who's got a Liverpool connection there as well. How do you think he's performed at the moment? Because obviously Leverkusen are having a brilliant season. He looks like he's got something special himself.
Yeah, I think he is now 2.5 years in Leverkusen, but there on the first year, you know, it's like for him a little bit experience. He had experience with Real Madrid in the, I think, the youth academy there.
Sociedad.
Or the Sociedad, was it? Yeah, exactly. So I think he's in the shape, and he's, you know, Xavi knows everything. He is a hero here. So even as a coach, Leverkusen, it's the best season they ever played in their whole history, I think. So to turn a team like Leverkusen into a winning side, they're definitely battling for the championship in Germany this season. So I think if he's really keen to come over to Liverpool, he would be not a bad choice then.
Yeah, just if you don't mind, because obviously people know Bayern and people know Dortmund and they know they're the teams often fighting for the Bundesliga title. How big a job is that to make Bayer Leverkusen a team that's competitive at the top of the league?
He made really good decisions about players. So the team is normally, Leverkusen was famous for a second, never winning anything. So I think he got in this mentality. You know, the players see, okay, this is a coach. They won everything. They won titles on the biggest stage ever. So if he is telling us you should do this and this and this, then it's the right thing, because he knows how to work and to win championships and big trophies. So I think you cannot even mention how his influence was in Leverkusen, because before it was a decent team but nothing special. And now even the signings he made, they've been really brilliant, every signing he made. So it's not only one shot like Grimaldo or something like this, even Boniface. And, you know, he has a really good eye for it. Mm-hmm. And he has a really good knowledge about coaching people there.
I mean, not many people would have seen Granit Xhaka at Arsenal and thought he would be an important Bundesliga challenging player.
Yeah, but he knows exactly what he wants, what he expects from his players in the midfield, up front. So from this point, I think, it's important. You saw this for years now in Liverpool. A lot of managers going around there and making mistakes, buying the wrong player and wrong time. And even if Jürgen was coming here and bought Mo Salah, everybody was thinking, okay, Mo Salah, he didn't make it into, even in Roma, he was okay. Player. But, you know, Jürgen had this eye, and I think if Xavi Alonso has the same type of football he likes, a little bit different than Jürgen, but, you know, offensive, spectacular football, what Jürgen implemented here now for years. You cannot take a coach now, I don't know, like Mourinho, who is looking for, you know, results and stuff like this. Here, they expected a coach really was attacking football.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.